That's right, folks. The drive is live. Clint has decided to cover up that hair today. For some reason, I mean, he was crushing it. He walked in. He walked into the media party yesterday. Got
rocking that flow.
Got some. Ooh, I like the hair. Compliments on the hair. I want to say Tyler's hair looks great too, but he continues to disrespect his barber by covering it up, and I know it looks good.
I'm a hat guy.
It pisses me. It really does piss me off because he. I thought John Lopez brought up a great point a couple of weeks ago with Luke. Luke has great hair too. He just covers it.
Yeah.
And you do the same thing, and you're doing it today too. But at least you gave us that yesterday. But
Well, you can't let it go to your head. You can't overdo it, man. That's the kind of thing.
You gotta go to your head.
But can you just do it though, Tyler?
I'm a hat guy. I'm just a hat guy, man.
I think it's a.
Tyler wears a hat like he's balding.
Well, no, it's some level. I think it's an insecurity of yours.
But why?
It's not an insecurity. If anything, it's like a time saving thing. Like I just don't want to do my hair and style it and stuff, so I just throw a hat on. I have good hair.
I think you think you look better, cooler, finer, cooler? Sexier.
When high school
with that lid on. I think that's the key.
I wouldn't wear it. Nobody wears anything that they don't think looks good, though.
Fair. Very fair. I'm with you on that. I just don't think you're giving your wig the credit it deserves.
It is. I don't know. Honestly, you are reminding me of Lance McCullers. Lance McCullers has a fastball that he can get it between 93 and 95, which is a good, solid fastball, but he doesn't have the confidence to just throw that thing across the plate. And Tyler has great hair. And I think you may be speaking to something, Clint. He just doesn't have the confidence to just rock it.
It just feels better with the lid on, covering something up.
And right when he gets it cut, and that's when you know it's good. He'll have that little part that he slides in, and it's just.
Y'all also know I got the old OCD, so I know every placement of every hair when I'm wearing a hat. I ain't got to worry about thinking, I wonder if this fell down over here, did something I didn't want it to do. It's just there, and I know it's fine.
Yeah, that's all right, man. I just want you to know.
I know,
man,
I'm weird. It's fine.
I just want you to know you have great hair too.
Thank you.
And you two yesterday could have been matching. Now I will not see B until tomorrow, so I'm in a bad spot. But
I'm going great.
Maybe of all of us out here, I should have a hat on.
Nah, you got rid of Harold's ass. You did.
Nah, that ain't it. This is front. This.
Nah, you good.
When your son says to you, "Dang, Dad, your hairline is all over the place." I turned to him in my mind and I said, "Well, I hope you go bald." And I know that's terrible for me to say to him, yeah. but I did.
Hold on, so
I did say it. All right, good show today. One more day until training camp, but we got to start here, Clint, because yesterday. Mm-hmm. Was a big day, right? As you said, just don't go into Seattle and get swept. You didn't. Seattle now all of a sudden has to play the hottest team in baseball, the Milwaukee Brewers, who out of nowhere now have the best record in baseball because they have now won 11 straight, including winning yesterday in Seattle. The first five innings, George Kirby threw, had a no-hitter going, and they lost 6-0. They end up losing. Boy. 6-0. The Brewers have won 11 straight. They got the best record in baseball. And as you said, just don't get swept. If you can get out of there with a 4-game lead, it'll feel good. You go out yesterday and you beat Arizona. They lose to the Brewers, and now the lead is back to 5. You feel pretty good. And you got Framber on the mound tonight. Shout out to Colton Gordon, who did what he needed to do to keep the game where it was. Although it felt a little rocky. 4 pitches. 2 hits and a run right off the bat for him. But yesterday, Clint, was the Bryce Matthews game. 2-for-4, 2 home runs, 5 RBIs, and baby, he looked at them jokers. He looked at them like he'd been here before. He looked at them like he knew what he was supposed to do. So shout out to him. It was a Bryce Matthews game, but Clint, to me, it felt different than the Hummel game or the Short game. Or the Shea Whitcomb game, or even the Trammell game, this one felt more real and sustainable and not like, ooh, this was a wish come true.
Yeah, well, I don't think it was. I mean, obviously, the fashion in which he did it, he kind of arrived at the Major League Baseball level last night. I mean, people had high expectations for him as a prospect. Yeah. I don't know if you have that level of expectations. You know, your first week or 10 days in the big leagues, you hit two bombs that you can stand on home plate and admire kind of deal. I don't know that was what anybody expected out of him, even though the expectations were absolutely through the roof. But yeah, Ron, this is officially the hold 'em off phase, right? I'm gonna hesitate. If everybody were healthy, it would be, hey man, how comfortable can you get at the end of the season with the lead in the division kind of deal? But that's not where we're at. It's how long can the other guys, the Space Cowboys, you know, half the Space Cowboys lineup, being in the big leagues with the Astros, how long can they hold off the rest of the division? And how long does it take for these other cats to get healthy? Last night went a long way in that for sure. With Bryce, you know, balling at the plate as well as just extending that lead in the division back to five.
No, that was big. And he looked, it does look different. Obviously, I think also coming into it, as you said, knowing he's your number one prospect.
Yeah.
And one of the top prospects in baseball, you look at him and you're like, and just that you know, that swing, there's a level of confidence. There's a level of what, you know, like, hey, I'm supposed to be here. This is what I was supposed to be doing. And he looked good out there, and that feels different, right? That one feels, I know Tyler said this yesterday and it was hilarious but so true, talking about, man, half the damn lineup out there is Space Cowboys. Now I know Bryce has played for the Space Cowboys this year, but he feels like a guy that as you said, he could be here.
Well,
like
he belongs in the bigs. It's just a matter of when.
Yeah.
It's not if, it's when, right? He absolutely belongs. And I think you can see that just in the skill set alone. But and it was showcased in a big way last night, obviously. But it's crazy, man. Next up, who is the next guy gonna be that's gonna help the Astros win a game or two in dramatic fashion? Which guys right now, boy, you gotta be chomping at the bit to get your ass up out of Sugar Land and get your shot in the big leagues.
You know,
seems like everybody's not only getting a chance, but everybody seems to be producing in a big way.
Real quick, both of you, in 713-572-4610, those of you on YouTube and Twitch as well, I know I said, like, hey, man, it kind of feels different than, like, the Cooper Hummel game, the Zach Short game where he walked him off when Tyler left early, the Shea Whitcomb game where he hit a homer. As we said, Cooper, he hit a game-winning homer in the eighth inning of a 0-0 game. I added Tremel in there. Tremel feels a little different than those other guys too. He feels like Chaz might have a problem on his hands with him. He feels like a guy that I don't know necessarily if it's an easy decision to just send him right back down if everybody got healthy. I think what Taylor Tremel is doing is a little bit more than Space Cowboy-ish or, you know, as they call it, 4A player. He looks like he belongs too. He looks like he is somebody that in the postseason you would want on the roster and can play a role for this team.
Well, I think if you – there's guys that come up like Bryce Matthews that you say, hey, we always knew it wasn't if, it was when. Is he going to be an Astro when he becomes a player? And when does he become a player? And when he gets here, it's like, okay, yeah, two bombs of that fashion impress you, but it's like, okay, here he is. Taylor Tremel, I think, was a little bit of a roll of the dice. What are you going to get out of him, right? I mean, the batting average is low. The plate appearances weren't pretty at all. He was kind of just the next man up to fill a spot, to fill a void on the injury-ravaged lineup kind of deal. Well, then you get out there, and it's not just about one big hit, right? Because you look at – what game was that this weekend when Dubon threw the guy out at home plate? It was a Mariners game. It was the last Mariners game where they win that one or lose it. I can't remember if it was
Sunday when they won.
Well, I can't remember which one it was, but it was the left fielder Hummel, I believe it was, misplayed a ball at the end of the inning. And Tramiel got over the top with speed and backing him up, being smart, and throws it into Dubon, and Dubon hoses the guy at the plate. And then Tramiel comes up, and he doubles, and he comes up, and he home runs. Point is this guy is an emergency outfielder, any spot. He is a left-handed bat that can do it with power. He's proven that. And while he's playing the outfield, he's made some smart plays that weren't always the ball hit right at him. It's the smart plays, big plays. I think that's earning your stripes and earning your opportunity to get that last spot on the roster come important games or even playoffs. Yeah.
Text line come through. Tramiel has had two good games, lots of bad. He needs to show more to stick around once guys get healthy. I don't agree with that. Now, I'm not saying he's been going off. I think Tramiel has done good things moving runners. He's had some big, to me, I know they don't seem like big things like his hits or his home runs, but he's had some big sacrifice flies. And where I was looking, I'm like, oh, man, I don't know if he's going to be able to get it done. I think he's played some good outfield, as you said, at any of the outfield positions. I'm not saying that he's about to come over and take a job and be a starter. I'm saying he looks like somebody that could be on what I think they plan for Chaz to be, like a fourth outfielder that comes in. He's a guy that can pinch run and steal bases, which they don't have a lot of. I just don't think he is somebody that's going to just – go right back down or be an easy decision.
Well, look, this is something. I got this in the 4 o'clock little tease here. I got it in the 4 o'clock, which Space Cowboy is actually got legit staying power. Look, I think this is, it's a conversation, guys. Nobody, Ron's not giving him the starting center field spot, no matter what happens to Jake Myers in the playoffs. It's a conversation of if this team, which is, there's been a lot of conversations about needing left-handed bats. There's a lot of conversations about wanting left-handed power. There's obviously an outfield problem until everybody gets healthy. You got an outfield problem. And to your point, the guy that you would like to be the fill-in for Jake Myers being down is Chaz McCormick. And Chaz, I don't know if anybody's paid attention, but Chaz ain't necessarily lighting this thing on fire the last couple seasons. So yeah, hell, there's definitely, I think, a spot to be earned there. And he's got a long way to go to earn that spot, but I think Taylor Tramiel is definitely one to watch in terms of having real staying power.
Yes, yeah, as someone texted in, I'd rather have Melton as a fourth outfielder. I would just say Taylor Tramiel has played into a position where he could challenge a Melton or Leon, as I'm seeing coming through.
Sure.
I think in that range.
Well, I mean, he's got a lot of work left. Yes, he's got, I mean, all of those guys, everybody you just mentioned, he's got a ton of work left, and he just happens to be the healthy one right now that's getting the work. And there's the stars are aligning for him to open some eyes.
He's the healthy one that can play all outfield positions that you can run and put in and steal bases in a rate that maybe those others don't do as well, if not at all, as a pinch runner. No, I think he has a chance. If he gets sit down, I wouldn't be shocked or say it's blasphemy, but I think he most definitely has a chance. Hey!